Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Because when I was talking to him, it just randomly, like, I know he could hear me, but I couldn't hear him. Like, it just went radio silent.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Yeah, he said that he seems to be an issue, like you guys listen, hearing each other. But are you ready? Can I jump for the call?
You can transfer it. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Alex. Okay.
No problem. Hello, sir.
Hello?
Yep, we're back up and running. I had to literally restart my whole system here because I just couldn't. For some reason, it was just you. I just couldn't hear you. But you could probably hear
Right.
me though, right?
Right.
Yeah, it was
Yep.
weird. I was like saying hello and I'm like, I know he can hear me. I just can't hear him.
Okay, I'm on a different phone, so I don't know if it's something with that phone. So I called back on a different phone to see if that might be. But anyway, forget about that.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay, so here's the problem. I got a situation here where I have off of my router originally, okay, my original router, off of my router, I had a switch, okay, that my cameras were hooked to, all right? So now when we try to transfer that over to your system, none of the cameras work. However, it seems like the other devices off of that same switch work fine. So I don't know, other than here's one difference, okay? The cameras are, you familiar with PoE, Power Over
Over
Ethernet?
Ethernet. Yep.
Okay, that's the only difference I see with the cameras versus the other devices that are hooked up off that switch. So I don't know how that would make a difference because the switch itself is the one that gives the power to the cameras, all right? So, but anyway, the long story short is I'm not able to use my cameras off your system.
Let me take a look here. Like it won't connect at all, like it's just nothing.
They
Every
won't
time you try
connect,
that.
right? Yeah, they won't connect. Yep.
Let me ask one second, see if this could be the reason. Give me one moment, okay? I'm just asking one of our NOC guys to see if the PoE would prevent it from working, which it shouldn't, because you said you have it plugged into a switch and then from the switch to the router.
I can hear I can hear most of what you said there, but
okay. I was just asking one of our engineers to see if the power of Ethernet connection to the switch and then to our router, if that would cause anything. I'm just asking if that would be a reason.
That's the way it's hooked up.
Yeah, and I'm just seeing if that would be a reason why it would do that.
Okay.
I'm just making sure that's not like a...
It doesn't make any sense to me. Like I said, the switch itself is the one that provides the power. And there's there should be no other difference.
Have you tried plugging it straight into the router? But you
no,
can't.
Because I can't put it straight into your device because it doesn't provide the power. Right? You see what I'm saying? I can't attach my camera to your router because your router is not going to provide the power.
Yeah.
And I have no way of getting power to it.
Just waiting on a response. Let me see. But it does get power when you connect it to the switch, right?
Say that again.
It does get power when you connect it to the switch, right?
I don't know. The remote, that I don't know. I have no, let me see. I don't know if there's any indicators on the router that would, I mean, on the camera that would tell me there's power to it. Let me just see if I can see on the one here. No, see, I'm looking at one of the cameras right now, and there's no indication. I got one running here off of a different, off my old system. I'm still hooked up to my old internet provider, and I just disconnected the cable to it, and there's no light or indicator that there's power on these stupid cameras.
And do these cameras, they use power over Ethernet for power, but is the Ethernet also their means of getting data to and from the camera?
Yeah, It's one Ethernet cable, right? And it provides both the power and also the connection to the to your router.
To the network. Perfect.
Yeah. But what I was trying to explain, I don't know if you caught what I was trying to explain, is I just disconnected the cable, the Ethernet cable to the camera that was working, was on, because I got it hooked to my old and there's no I thought there was a light there that was in the lens of the camera, but it's just a reflection off of something, I don't know. So I can't really tell when I plug it into your system.
Get power. Okay.
I can't tell whether there's power being provided to it or not. But like I said, it just doesn't make any sense. Well, I don't know. I don't know enough technical about it. But to me, logically, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's all within the switch where they provide the power. It should have nothing to do with the router that it's attached to. I don't think. But apparently it does. That's the problem. Apparently there's something here that is not allowing the power to be provided to the camera. That's my guess. I can't imagine the signals being screwed up in any way.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that too, because it sounds like from what you're telling me that it should work, but just so I'm clear on how the connections were running right now, because I'm not there to see it myself. You have the camera connected to this switch, right? The switchboard, right?
Again, I couldn't hear everything you said there.
So you have the camera connected via Ethernet to the switch, right?
Yeah, to the switch.
And then,
yep.
And then the switch is connected to our router using the
switch
as well.
That's correct. Well, not now. I don't. Like I said, that's the way. Right. That's the way I want to connect it. But I'm connected to my old internet provider, so I'm not using your router right now for the cameras. I got the cameras hooked up to the T-Mobile system. Okay. And that's I got the cameras working off of that, but I gotta turn off T-Mobile. I gotta shut them down and hopefully get this thing working. And if I can't get it working on your system, then I guess I gotta keep my T-Mobile system. And you guys, for some reason, can't provide that service.
Yeah, it's weird because it should work. That's the thing. Like, even all the engineers, I just literally listed up the same thing, and it should work.
But, yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you, but
like from what you're telling me, it doesn't sound like there should be anything wrong. But I have one of our network engineers looking at it right now as we're on the phone. So just give me a moment. I'm gonna like just go back and forth between you and them. Just give me a
moment. Sure. Yep.
Question.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Quick question. When you plug in any other device into that switch, does it get connection?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's just the cameras.
Just the cameras.
Yep.
Wait, so is that switch connected just like to our router, or is it connected to your T-Mobile?
No. I'm trying to get rid of T-Mobile, so it's only connected to your router. That's the problem. Everything works if I hooked up the switch to the router that is being driven by the T-Mobile provider. As soon as I take that same cable out of the T-Mobile router and switch it over to yours, that's when I lose the cameras.
Are you plugging it into the, which router are you plugging into, the one that's directly connected to the ONT, or are you plugging it to the extender?
Well, I don't know what you call. I got two boxes you guys came in with, right? The black box, okay, which I don't touch that box.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
All I'm doing is plugging into your other, the white, you know. That's the router. I assume that white box is the router, isn't it, in your case?
Yeah.
It's not a box. It's a pillar. It's a vertical pillar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should have two of them, though, right?
Yes, I do have two of them. One is, right. I'm only trying the one because the other one is in a different location in the house, and I don't have the ability to Well, I do have if I wanted to rewire the system, but yeah, I didn't try the other one. But
I'm just making sure it's not that other one, the one that's in a different location.
No, it's the main one right off of your your black box. What do you call that black box?
That's called an ONT.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I don't touch that one at all. I don't touch that at all. And like you said, or like I said, it's the one right alongside of it that's connected to it. That is the one I'm trying to plug into. I haven't even tried the one, the remote one at all. I mean, the Wi-Fi is working off of it, but I haven't even tried hooking anything up to that one with the cable anyway.
All is good. This is such a weird predicament. Question. So if you use that same Ethernet cord going to your switch and put it into your computer, do you get a does that device get online?
I heard what you said, but I didn't follow you.
You know that cord that you're currently unplugging from the
yes.
The router?
Ethernet cable?
Yes, the Ethernet cable.
Yeah. Right. What about
if you plug that Ethernet cable into your computer from the router itself, does it go online?
Oh no, I can't plug it into computer. The only way I can get that to work is got to be plugged into a device that provides power to the camera. The only thing that's going to provide power to the camera is the Ethernet cable that, you know what I'm saying? That's the only power source to the cameras is the Ethernet cable.
Yeah, no,
if
I plug
it anyplace else, it's not going to work.
No, so I'm not talking about the one for the camera. The one that's going into the switch, from the switch to the router.
From the switch
right.
to the router, yeah.
I'm trying to see.
If I hook that to my computer, I can't do that.
Why?
Well, for one thing, my it's a laptop, and they don't even have an Ethernet connection on it. Okay. Mm. Yeah, these new laptops don't even have any Ethernet connection.
Yeah, I was trying to see if it's the fact that maybe it's not dishing out an IP address from
no,
the
No, I hear what you're though. Yeah, I hear what you're trying to eliminate. But yeah, I can't. I don't even have that capability.
Forget that, because I have a computer that's it's like a gaming computer, so it comes with all every type of connection is on it. So
Right,
and I keep forgetting that like even when I'm troubleshooting with my parents, it's the same thing. Like they don't have Ethernet connections on their computer. I'm like, oh, I keep forgetting that. So I feel like that's just a weird way to go. Like, why would you remove a connection that's still being used all the time? Anyways, I mean, that's for another conversation. A lot of these newer computers are going that route.
Yeah.
Computer. You have no other device with like an Ethernet port besides obviously the camera?
No, I got other devices that are working fine. Yeah. I got, several devices that I'm using Ethernet connections to. No problem at all. Like I say, they work. At least the last time I checked, they worked. Okay.
See something else. but I think maybe.
Well, I'm going to have to suggest something. It sounds like there's no understanding as to why this situation is occurring. I think you're going to have to send the guy out here and see if they if he can measure something. You know, I don't know what kind of tools you got to look at the output of my switch, because that's what you got to look at, the output of my switch. Why is it different than if I hook it to my router? You know, there obviously is a difference. Not when I say my router, I'm talking about my T-Mobile router. There's got to be a difference in the signals on that output of that switch. I don't know if you guys are capable of analyzing that, but that, you know, it doesn't sound like you're looking at anything. I assume you're looking at, you're talking to engineers and also looking online on your system, maybe to understand troubleshooting. There's nothing there, I would assume.
I'm looking at the, like, because right now, like, I can only see two devices on your network, right? Obviously, the camera's not one of them, because obviously that one's not coming online. I can only see your computer and, like, I guess a Roku, and then the other extender. I can't see anything that would be, if it is still plugged into the switch currently, because I guess this is behind that switch, I just can't see it on my end. That's why it's like I'm kind of troubleshooting blind a little bit.
Well, right now I don't have it hooked up to your router. I mean, are you looking, you actually looking at some of my devices? Like you mentioned Roku, you can actually see I got a Roku attached?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, okay. So anyway, well, that's Wi-Fi. That connection is Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I can see that too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is I don't have my cameras hooked to your system right now because...
I know.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I'm just saying, like, I can see all the connections. Even and if you, like, let's say you were to try and plug it in now. Could you try and plug it in now and maybe see if I can see it?
Yeah, okay. Let me do that. I can do that. Hold on a second. I'm going to put the phone down, all right? So I'm not going to be able to hear you.
No problem.
Okay, I'm back, and now I'm going to look on my computer and see what I got here, what cameras I got. Yeah, see, well, I'll give him another couple minutes to maybe sync up here, but right now I lost it. Lost the cameras, and I got the switch now plugged into your router.
Perfect. I'm gonna wait to see if I can see those.
So yeah, you should see some other things that might have, because there was a couple things on that switch besides the camera. You might see something else. I don't remember exactly what was on that switch besides the.
That's what I'm hoping to see if I can. You know, ultimately see those things, then that's a good sign. But while we're doing this, I also have like someone in, we have a lab over here where we can basically model some of what customers go through, kind of like what you're going through right now. And they're trying to do the same thing right now with like a plug and play device or a power over Ethernet device. They're going to plug into a switch.
Right.
Going to plug into one of the routers in the lab right now. So they're just testing that out to see if they can kind of make the situation and see what's going on. And then if it need be, you know, we need to get someone ordered to, you know, take a look.
Yep.
We'll do that, okay?
Yeah, sure. Sounds good.
All right. Just give me a few more moments here. I'm just waiting to hear back from them.
So my question is, did you see any new connections, new devices hooked up when I did this?
Yes, I do. I see Reolink, three Reolink devices.
Oh, well, that's it. That's what they are. The camera's a Reolink.
Well, the camera's a Reolink, yeah. So they are actually connecting. They're just not in use. Currently, that's what it's saying on my end, not in use.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to look at the camera right now, and it tells me they're not connected. So I'm surprised that it shows that.
Wait, what are you looking at that's telling you it's not connected?
On my computer. I go on, the way I look at my cameras is via my Windows computer. All right. I can do it a couple of ways. I can look at them on my phone with an app on my phone, or I can look at them on my computer. Either way.
Wait, so did you try looking at it from your phone?
No, it's the same thing. Yeah, no, they're definitely disconnected. I mean, right now I'm looking at on the computer, but just to satisfy, because I mean I've tried it both ways, but I'll do it on my phone just for the heck of it. But I know what I'm gonna see here. Okay. New York side. Yeah, it's disconnected. They're disconnected. They're disconnected on both the computer and my phone. That doesn't make any sense. Why you can actually see that they're connected? And
yeah,
yet,
they're definitely on mine from my side. They're most.
Yeah, healthy. That doesn't make any sense either. But this whole thing doesn't make any sense. But,
Let me see something.
That's weird. That is weird.
You only have three of the cameras, right? It's only three I should be seeing?
I have a total of three, okay? The way I got it set up, though, two of them are on one switch, off of one switch, and the other one is on another switch. All right? I don't have all three of them hooked up to the same switch. I got two physical switches here. And what I just did is disconnected one of the switches from my old router, and transferred it over to yours. So right now I'm only missing two of the cameras. I still have the one which is still connected to the old system.
So you should see
two connections of the rear link. Not sure. I mean, that's the part I don't understand. Why you're seeing, why you're even seeing them being connected, and yet they're not.
Yeah, the thing is, I see three.
You see three?
Yeah, three RioLink devices.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you see the other one? Wait a minute. How the hell are you seeing the other one? It's hooked to my T-Mobile system. Oh, wait a minute. The one is fine. I'm sorry. Yeah, the other RioLink that you might be seeing is connected via Wi-Fi. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. That makes sense. I physically have two that are just. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, so, yeah, I was just saying. I actually see three hardwired.
You do.
Yeah, three hardwired, uh-huh. Which means there's three. There should be three plugged into.
There is. There's three, but I don't understand how you're seeing the third one, because it's physically connected to another switch, which is hooked to my T-Mobile. Because I can see that camera. That camera is operational. I can see it on my computer. It's connected. Everything's working fine on that. But that switch is connected to the T-Mobile system. It's not connected to your system. See, your system's only got one Ethernet connection, which is going to be a problem for me. I'm going to have to figure that one out if I ever get this working. You've only got one Ethernet connection, and I got two switches here. But that's another story. That I still don't understand why you're seeing three physical connections. That doesn't make any sense. Because in no way are you connected. Am I connected physically to your system with that other switch? Yeah, I don't know. Can you explain it? Do you understand what I'm saying? Oh, don't tell me I lost you again. You there? Hello? Oh, for Christ's sake. Hello? Hello?